Hey, Shelby.
Hey, Nick.
This week on Stranger Still, Mr. Megorian's Wonder Emporium, starring Shelby as Natalie Portman and Nick Wood as Natalie Portman.
What am I supposed to say to that?
And this is Stranger Still.
Really? That's the great intro that
That's all I got.
That's what we're going with.
What do you got? One better?
No, I really don't. That's the sad thing.
Okay, then I'm starting the music.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go. Welcome to Stranger Still. I'm Nick Wood.
I'm Shelby Wood.
And this is a podcast where we ask the questions you never questioned to ask. This week, Shelby's back. John's still out because he walked in here. He said, now it smells like onions. And then he walked right back out and left. So it's just us and Rory again. So if you hear noises, it's her. Rory, say something.
Nope, she's putting pretty necklaces on.
Yep. She's over there playing with her toys. And this might sound unrelated, but it's related. I'm really sick of old people. I've been on this kick lately.
Yes, you have. It's ridiculous. What did old people do to you now, Nick?
Well, I'm sick of people throwing around the term millennial as a negative term, for things that they just don't understand. So they automatically hate it. I was coming up with jokes like, I bet you still use a checkbook at the supermarket, or I bet you're so old you remember what life was like before the internet. And I've thought on multiple occasions how weird it's going to be raising a kid that doesn't remember a time before the internet or iPads or...
Yeah, that's just like part of her daily life. Like the whole dial-up thing is like our record player.
Yeah, kids don't know what means. But I mean... So all these people are like, what are you going to do when the internet shuts off forever and there's no more electricity because the world is ending? I think that's fair, but that's part of our life now.
Yeah, but everybody's always been worried about the end of the world since the world started.
Well, the point that they're trying to make is that we're helpless, but they raised this generation.
Every generation has its problems and its strengths, and the old generation's going to worry or complain about the new generation.
Yeah, but you can't raise us like this and then mock us for it. Yeah, you tell him. You tell him.
Well, I'm sure Rory's going to have all sorts of bad things to say about our generation when
I'm
she
sure,
gets bigger.
And that's fine. Yep, she's already
saying
it.
All they did was just stare at their screens the whole time, and God forbid they raise a kid.
Oh, God. Well, I was going to save this joke for the very end of the podcast, but I wonder if... Did you ever watch Phil of the Future?
Yes, occasionally.
And their schools were like VR goggles? Like, I'm pretty sure that'll be Rory's education.
Sadly. Well, there is those big smart boards in every single classroom now.
See, we're already on our way.
It's just only half of the teachers know how to use them, and like 1% like use them every day in the correct way.
Yeah. The point I was trying to make is that I guess if the internet turned off and the electricity went away, we'd have to do what they did for entertainment, right?
Read books.
Like, what in the world did these people do for entertainment before the internet?
Oh, yeah. Segue.
Yeah. That was the millennial way of saying it. But the real question I wanted to explore today is, what did kids do in the old days to entertain themselves?
Sticks.
Well, I forget who it was. It might have been like Life magazine or something. Named the stick as the best toy of all time. It's not the one I'm going to ask you about later. Don't worry.
Well, I kind of see that. Like, God forbid a kid plays with a stick nowadays, but I run a daycare and I do let my kids play with sticks. My rule is that the stick cannot be bigger than them and they can only have one at a time.
Yeah.
But I do allow my kids to play with sticks.
And that's okay. And that's why you're on this podcast, is because when I asked you what topic you wanted to cover today, you started looking around the room and you're like, Play-Doh, rocking horses. And you just start naming off these kids' toys, and I was like, oh yeah, you're an expert on kids.
I don't know about expert. I hang out with kids every day.
How long have you been taking care of children?
Taking care of them, or like being
as your job?
Well, my job, I've been taking care of kids since I was 15, but I've also been babysitting for as long as I can remember.
So you're an expert of kids.
And, like, as soon as I was old enough to take care of myself, I was taking care of other kids. Yep.
It's very true. And, so you can't deny it. Say it. Yeah. Say it. You're a kid expert.
I am such a big kid expert. It's ridiculous.
So you probably know a lot about
toys. I should just
have
my PhD in it, huh?
A PhD in kids. That sounds dirty. I know for sure that... I think I've told this story on the podcast before. You'll have to remind me because I might have edited it out. But my dad always tells a story about how when he and his brother were kids, they wanted to dig a hole to China. So for entertainment, every day they would start digging a giant hole in the yard, because they lived on a farm. I've definitely told this story before.
Well, yeah, I don't know if, like, I've heard it because I've been around you for the last 10 years. I've heard this story, like, twice a year since I've known you, or if it's from the podcast.
Yeah. Well, him and my dad and my uncle would go out to the land on the farm and dig a hole, and then every night my grandpa would start filling it back in so they wouldn't get too deep. So... let's just
true
say,
dad right there.
Yeah, if we lived 40 years ago, we'd be digging holes. Specifically, we're going to concentrate on the toys that kids had back in the day. And one article that I read pointed out that up until about the Industrial Revolution, any toys that children had were cherished and incredibly precious. Like, if that thing got dirty, it was the end of the world.
Yeah. Or God forbid you have some, like, drunk dad come home mad and just smash up your toys.
Yeah. You tell him. So it's not like today where even I was guilty of this as a kid where I had a million toys and then I'd go to the toy store and I didn't care about all those toys. I just wanted the new one.
Well, of course, you always want something new. Duh. Especially when you're a kid. You're like, but why?
Yeah.
Do you like your pretty necklace?
You were saying.
Because I think that's part of, like, children's psychology is, like, why would I have all of the boring, same old stuff I play with every day at home when I can get a new toy at the toy store?
Whoa!
Come on, look at all of these options. I don't have all these options at home.
I don't have all the Shopkins. So this is very different from what it was back in even ancient times. Even 200 years ago, very different. First of all, most of the toys had to be made by the parents or the children themselves. So if they wanted a dolly, they'd have to make it themselves. They were rarely bought due to most families needing to save money for important things. They didn't have a lot of expendable income. Even before the idea of purchasing toys became a thing, there was also just a lack of time. Many cultures had different roles for their children, but for the most part, they'd be helping out the family, farming or going to school or helping out with whatever business the family had or caring for sick family members. They saw themselves
being taught to be quiet while the adults are talking.
Yeah, that too. Like, they're being suppressed. They saw themselves as an extension of the family, and they didn't have a lot of personal time or a sense of individuality, so they didn't feel a need to do anything other than what the family needed. We'll get to the Industrial Revolution in a bit, but so would it surprise you if I told you that kids have been playing with toys since ancient civilization?
No, because kids need toys to develop. Like, even if it's just shaking stuff around to make noise, because that's what our daughter's favorite thing is oh, let's hit these two things together and see if they make noise. So, hey, let's put this kid in the corner while we go farm and give her two sticks and two rocks to play with.
Hey, you got half a band set right there.
There you go. There's some toys for you. Oh, you need more? Let's put holes in this stick and make a flute for you. There you go. There's another toy. We have to go work. Leave
I prefer
alone.
To give my children recorders. but would it surprise you if I said that almost none of the analog toys, meaning non-digital toys that we give our kids today, barely differ from the toys almost 6,000 years ago?
Well, it should have been perfected in the last million or 2 million years, so why fix something that's not broken?
Yeah, well, here's the thing that I found most surprising. is that archaeologists found what they believe to be a 4,000-year-old dolly. What surprised me wasn't that they found it. What surprised me was that they had many ideas of what it could have been. It could have been an anatomical representation of humans, but they thought it was a doll because it's also buried with miniature kitchen utensils.
Oh.
So they made like little plates and forks and stuff that's for the dolly, cool. Like we do today. Like I never would have thought. Like I feel like that's a modern thing.
Or is it just like child size? Like we have like big dinner plates and they have children's plates and salads plates.
Well, they gave all these reasons for why the plates were meant for the doll.
Okay.
So what it was dolly plates.
So what do you think? Like top 10 oldest, five of the oldest toys that like every generation has played with and every culture has.
Well, I'm glad you said that.
Oh, well.
Because
this is why I shouldn't ask questions, yeah. Because you just
I have the answers. So the dolls were very commonplace for pretty much every civilization. Like every civilization had dolls. They've also found miniature versions of tools that adults would have. So it wasn't just kitchen furniture. They also found like hammers and whatever tools
basically
they would use back then.
Basically mini whatever adults are playing with.
Yes, exactly. So like we gave our nephew that squeaky hammer. It's a mini representation of real hammers.
Yes,
like
they and I'm very glad that ran out of batteries.
That was my favorite, dude. Now all of the famous ancient civilizations had some sort of doll. So if you think of one, they had dolls. Think of one.
Greeks, yes. Romans,
yes.
Egyptians.
Yes, they all had dolls. So back in Egypt, back in ancient Egypt, there was also evidence that kids played games that... Baby! So back in ancient Egypt, there's like wall paintings and stuff that provided evidence that kids played a game very similar to backgammon, and there's also probably a very similar game to jacks, but instead of like little jacks, they played it with rocks. Also in Egypt and some other places like Greece, they made little wooden animals, and as we all know, Egypt didn't have wheel technology, so they didn't put wheels on their animals, but Greece did. They would put little wheels on their wooden animals and pull them around and stuff.
Of course, the animal on a string we all know and love.
Yes. There's also a game called Knuckle Bones that was popular, which I don't really know what that is, but they would take bones and throw them like dice, is what every article said, and that's all it said.
Or bloody knuckles.
that's been around for a long time.
Yeah, you played that when you were a kid. I was always too scared to. I think yeah. I played it like twice, and I was like, nope, I'm done.
I had one friend that would always threaten to play. He's like, let's play bloody knuckles, and then we'd go like two rounds in, he'd be done. But also in Greece, they had little balls made out of inflated pig bladders. Sounds great. They had things like tops and hoops, which I assume is like the old stick and hoop game that you see in old television.
Yeah, of course.
It's very popular. Also, I read somewhere a long time ago that some civilizations, they would see if like wheel technology was around based on the stick and hoop game. There'd be tiny little treads in the dirt that could only be made by a tiny little hoop
that
played
is
with the
like
stick and hoop game.
The weirdest thing ever.
Yeah. Read that a long time ago. But the Grecians were much smarter. Also came across some instances where they had little puzzle boxes and stuff for children, which the Greeks are amazing. Romans were so unsurprisingly similar. They had a lot of the same things, except they apparently had more board games, and I couldn't find out what kind they had, but they had them.
Yeah, I was wondering if we were talking about just toys or if we're talking about board games and toys, mm-hmm. or...
Yeah, all they had them. I got a lot of this from one article, and it also made the point to say that things, as far as toys go, stayed pretty much the same from the early BCs until about the 1500s. So for like 300, 4,000 years, the toys in all these civilizations pretty much stayed the same. Dolls, tops,
wooden
animals.
Forget about the most important one.
Which is?
A rattle. It's like the go-to baby toy.
Yeah. I think everybody had that, too, because it's easy to make and it's got noise. You just put little like dried beans in there and you've got a rattle.
You tell about my super stupid thought?
What was that?
So, for Christmas, one of my daycare moms brought over a bunch of toys that her kid doesn't play with anymore, like baby toys and stuff, and brought over a bunch of maracas. And I was like, oh my god, my baby's just... absolutely love these. Why doesn't like everybody just give their kids maracas? Because this is just like the best thing ever. And then I'm like, duh, everybody does give their kids maracas. It's just not called maracas. They're called rattles. And I almost cussed right there. And I don't even want to cuss. Like, duh, every single kid has a maraca.
They could all be in little tiny...
Stupid Shelby thought.
They could all be in tiny little mariachi bands. So like I said, not a lot progressed. They got a little more sophisticated as we got better with like technology and refining stuff and better at cutting stuff. But from BC times to 1557, pretty much nothing happened until a German dude invented those little wooden blocks with letters on them.
Oh, yeah, alphabet blocks. Yeah,
they're classics. And this around this time, a lot of the toys that were being made were based on teaching the kids stuff. They're based on education. And it wasn't long after those little letter alphabet blocks were invented that the Industrial Revolution hit.
Yeah, you get all sorts of new toys. Yeah. With that, because why not?
It was great for toys for a couple reasons. The first thing is that it made everything, including toys, easier to mass produce and obviously cheaper to make. It also led to more expendable income for families. They had more reliable wages, so they could buy non-essentials like toys. It also meant that children had more free time. As they started to get more free time, they started to develop a sense of individuality, which meant that they wanted their own things and they wanted their own personal time.
They wanted to be American.
They wanted to be American. Also, in 1767, the first jigsaw puzzle was invented, and that kind of fits into...
I can't believe it took that long to do a jigsaw puzzle.
Well, jigsaws weren't around until the machine era.
just like...
puzzles in general?
Yeah, because well,
the Greeks
think...
had those puzzle boxes, but not like a traditional puzzle as we think of it.
Yeah, but you would think that, like, if they had paper, they'd just be like...
Cut it up.
Hey, this is torn up, put it back together.
Go sit in the corner and put this piece of paper back together.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. You gotta put it in fun shapes. But they, there's all kinds of stuff like the letter blocks and jigsaw puzzles. Just, there's a big focus on making things to get the brain going. And things started exploding at that point.
Literally? Like, we just let kids play with dynamite?
Yes. Well, actually, my grandpa last weekend or whatever was telling the story about how when my dad was a kid, he would help my grandpa unload boxes of dynamite.
Oh, yeah, he has that box of dynamite. Not, like, actual, it was, like, a cardboard box that said that dynamite
used, it
on
used
it.
To hold, it used to hold dynamite.
Yeah, so it's not like he just carried a box of dynamite over our house.
That'd be weird. Might want to talk to the government about that one. But as soon as the 1800s hit, we finally had stuff invented like jump rope and toy soldiers and toy trains.
Yeah, because the war is coming, so exactly. We need to have toy soldiers.
Yeah, and the steam engines were huge, and we had a lot of trains in the United States at that point until the car industry destroyed them. Yep. So
basically, whatever the adults were going to, got to make a toy version.
Yeah, things never change like that.
Yep, that's why there's so many toy car or toy tablets and toy phones and all sorts of toy keys.
Yeah. But for the next couple centuries, things didn't change much. They got stagnant again. So from, let's just recap, ancient times to Industrial Revolution, nothing changed. And then from the 1800s to, like, the 1930s, nothing really changed.
And then plastic.
Well, yeah, things, I mean, even then, once plastic was invented, things still kind of stayed the same. They just got better. So the dolls and the toy soldiers got bigger and more detailed. We got stuff like G.I. Joe and Barbie. Sound familiar?
Of course.
We also got moving toy trains with the innovation of clockwork stuff. So like you get like the
and
clockwork
then a bunch of like lonely people go in their basements and play with toy trains.
Yeah, that's really true. But like you get the sound boxes and stuff with clockwork. Of course, new stuff
and
was
the musical boxes.
That's what I was trying to say. I just couldn't get the word out. There was new stuff created like Play-Doh and Slinkies and all that stuff. But most of the stuff that was hitting the market was just expanding on what we already had.
Yeah, can we just talk about how most, like, famous toys are just screw-ups, and they're like, oh, let's let the kids play with it.
That is weird. Like, Play-Doh, yeah, I was supposed to get rid of wallpaper.
Yeah, it's slinky, and, yeah. Like, it was supposed to be a spring.
And LSD.
Yeah. Yeah, let's let our kids play with LSD.
Yeah, it was an accident. But toys, it seems, during that time from Industrial Revolution to, like, the 1900s, they started to move away from the educational and started focusing more on the imagination of the kid and helping them pretend, which is great in its own right. And it's not a bad thing, as we'll get into.
I think the more imagination a kid has, then the easier it is for them to learn.
Yeah.
Think outside the box.
Yeah, and we still have educational toys. We still have puzzles, and we still have, like,
oh,
speak
and
spells
and all
that stuff.
There's lots of mommies that say, I am not buying any toys unless it's educational, unless it's actively teaching my kids something.
That's the dumbest thing that you can say.
There's a lot of parenting things that I don't agree with.
Yeah, I'm sorry if we're offending anyone out there, but... Here's the thing.
Like, educational toys are fantastic for most kids, but also let them have, like, a bunch of blocks.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Like, that's kind of educational. Like, every toy kind of has an educational purpose.
Yeah. So, right now, our daughter loves dolls and squeaky blocks and, as you said, maracas, which all of those sound lame, but, like, the blocks and the maracas help with her hand-eye coordination. So there's a little bit of development right there. I mean, the alphabet blocks, eventually you can teach them the alphabet with them and forming words and stuff. And
stacking blocks up, teach them gravity and cause and effect.
Yeah, especially cause and effect. And, I mean, even if it's not like a VTech toy or a Leapfrog book, it still has some developmental stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not bad just to have toys for fun either. Like, even if it's, like, our kid plays with our iPad... But we're not going to sit her there for 8 hours a day. Everything's in moderation.
Yeah, it's not even like she will actually sit and play with the iPad either.
You know, she'll just kind of smack it.
Yeah, she just kind of goes, okay, can I interact with this?
And that's learning right there.
Yeah, exactly.
So even if your kid is just sitting there watching something on your iPad, some toys can be for fun, too. Get over it, parents.
Yeah. It's like the Toy Soldiers and the Barbies and all of the little people, which I love little people because there is no choking hazards.
Yeah.
You know, they're like little chubby little people and it's so cute. And we have all of the Disney princess ones and the DC ones.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but they prefer to be called midgets.
Yes, even though it's... Call it little people, but whatever.
That brings us to the digital age, where we are now, where there's yet another boom in innovation. So there was a boom at the Industrial Revolution, and there's a boom now with like
anything with touchscreens.
Well, yeah, touchscreens, even like the electronic pets, like the big one now is Hatchimals, obviously. But I had like that little puppy dog that just like stood up and yipped at you. Did you have that one? And the eyes changed like to hearts and stuff.
Oh yeah. I know what you're talking about. I'm pretty sure one of us kids had it, but I don't think it was me.
Yeah, I had a cat, too, because I really liked cats.
Well, of course you did.
But, like, that stuff, like I said, the VTech stuff, iPads.
Well, what's, like, amazing to me, which I'm sure it's, like, easy technology, but, like, these little readers and pens and stuff that, like, you can get all these sorts of books, and you literally just put the pen down on the paper, and it will read the word and all the books and stuff to you and describe parts of the picture. I think those are so cool.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I would have had that when I was a kid. Well, I'm, like, excited
now
for her
for
when
our
she
kids.
Gets... bigger and actually wants to read instead of just, this is so cool to flip these pages back and forth. Yeah. Why are you trying to stop it? Actually say stuff to me. Why are you trying to read to me?
Well, I'm really excited to see where everything will go. Cause we're still like, technology is not slowing down. It's still going with like all VR and stuff. And I can't wait to see where it goes when our little girl gets a little bit older.
Well,
it'll be weird.
Or even weirder thought, our grandkids, what they're going to be doing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, instead of a mobile, let's
space.
Put a
let's
little...
literally go into space, and then you can have literal stars hover over your head.
Or just put a screen on the ceiling and do different things every night.
Yeah. I'm sure people do that already.
I'm pretty sure they do, but yeah. That makes me a little too nervous because I won't even put stuff on the wall behind her crib.
Just in case it falls down on her face and
yeah,
and
paranoid
chops her head
mommy,
off.
Which fine. I know it's stupid, but hey. I am a first-time mom, even though I've been taking care of kids forever, and yeah. I'd rather not risk it.
Well, I think Rory's getting hungry. Should we wrap things up?
No, she's just playing with the strings.
I got a few more things. I didn't touch on this before. But do you want to talk about gender stereotypes with toys?
I think you know how I feel about gender stereotype with toys.
They've been around forever, and some people will say, well, yeah, that's how it's always been. But why not change it? Come on, people. Wake up, sheeple, as John would say.
Like, I think that, you know... Everybody, I know, I just get so mad and I just try to spit out five different things at the same time and nobody knows what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But, like, it's like, oh, yeah, it's because boys and girls are just, their brains are wired different. So, of course, boys are going to be more into gross motor stuff and girls are going to be more into fine motor stuff. Like, how are boys supposed to get better fine motor skills if they don't play with toys that do fine motor skills? And how are girls supposed to get better at gross motor skills? And
are we just going to gloss over fine motor skills and gross motor skills without saying ew?
Without saying what?
Ew.
Ew. Why?
Gross motor skills.
Oh my god.
You love me.
Yeah. If nobody out there knows, which I'm sure everybody does, but gross motor skills is like the big muscles, like running around and...
Ew.
Okay. Well, I don't know. There might be one person out there. Fine Ew. Motor skills is like handwriting and the small fingertip and stuff kind of like that.
Yeah. I will say that most of the gender stereotypes anymore is just marketing.
Yes, that's pretty much what it is.
Like, I always think back to the Legos Friends, because I was trying to describe the Legos Friends branding to my mom. I was like, oh, they make girls' Legos now. And my mom goes, I thought Legos were unisex. And I was like, they are, but not enough girls were buying them, so then they had to make Legos Friends so girls would buy them.
Which makes me mad, because I even said when I was pregnant...
It only makes it worse.
When I was pregnant with a girl, I was like... If there is, like, a gender-neutral and then, like, a boy and a girl version, please buy the gender-neutral one. Do not be like, oh, well, this one is for a girl. I need to buy the girl one. Like, no. My kid will have enough pink stuff as it is without specifically getting the, like, girl version of stuff. And the girl version of stuff is usually worse than just the regular version.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, here's, like, the regular all multicolored version. And here's the girl version where we can only use pink and purple, and we have
to... Sometimes yellow.
Yes, maybe. And white. We have to use white, too, but, like, and we can't have all of these other things. We have to only have flowers and rainbows and, like, no, just have regular stuff.
Nope. That's part of the reason why we like the name Rory, too, because it's not... specifically gender. It's all of these gender things are just dumb. Quit being mean. One last thing. Do you want to take a guess at what Time magazine labeled as the most influential toy of all time?
I feel like I know this, and as soon as you say it, I'm gonna be like, well, duh, I totally remember them saying that. But I want it to be Lego, but I know it's not.
You're right.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it is Lego.
Good. Yeah. Because Legos are awesome. And, like, all of the knockoffs, even though they're not as good. But, like, we have these, like, click interlocking blocks that the kids
love.
Well,
those aren't close to Legos.
No, but, I mean, like, they're interlocking blocks and they got, like, little sticks and stuff. And the kids love... They're Kinects. Not Kinects.
Well, all those things are fun.
Yeah, but, like, I mean...
As long as they're not Mega Blocks.
Yeah, well, like, Kinects are, like, really cool because it has, like, motors and stuff in them, and, like, you can move them and build even more things because they don't follow the Lego rules, which are very, very strict.
Yeah, but why are Kinects around? Because of Legos.
Yep, Legos are pretty awesome.
What was your favorite kid's toy?
I don't know.
I don't know mine either. Video games. Does that count?
See, I didn't really do a lot of video games. Like, I was more of, like, I guess it just depends on what age I was.
Yeah.
Because, like, when I was probably upper elementary school and stuff, I would do a bunch of, like, the arts and crafts stuff and do, like, the beads and yarn where you make different animals.
Well, there's, like, the whole bead gecko phase.
Yeah. And the perler beads, the melty wax beads, did those a lot. And then for, like, Christmas and my birthdays, I would get a ton of those, like, make your own tattoos and make your own candles and sand art and all of those kinds of stuff that those rainy days in the summer that we're stuck inside, bored out of our minds, be like, oh, let's get this out and do it. And that's the one and only time that I caught my hair on fire, too, is making our own candles. I made about probably 10 of them, and I just decided to, I was going to light all of them, and I went from front to back, and by the time I got 3/4 of the way back, my hair went down, and it got on fire.
Good job.
Yep.
You're so smart.
Well, yep. Lesson learned when I was, I don't know, 8 or 10 years old.
Well, mine, I had two toys that come to mind. One of them was Legos. We had two giant buckets full of them, and we had a pool table that no one ever used. So, like, once a month, we would dump both buckets out onto the pool table and play with it and just leave them there for, like, a week until my parents forced us to pick them up. And then my second one was this wooden sword that I got when I was, like, 4 at a Renaissance fair. I always played with that thing. I always pretend it was a lightsaber or whatever.
I guess my favorite thing from when I was a kid was my bike. Like, that's like not even really a toy. So
you're so active. I hate it.
Like that thing. That, oh my god! I put so many miles on my bike when I was younger. It's ridiculous. But I don't know if you really call that a toy. The toy would be all of the little beads that we put on the tires that would go up and down and make all sorts of noise.
So disappointed in you. Now.
That was great.
Well, this week we've got a really quick question that came from your Uncle Bob.
Oh, life lessons from Bob. Oh,
he's off the grid. Don't say his name.
I didn't say last name. We just said Bob.
Uncle Bob. We were trying to explain to him what a podcast was over dinner, and I said it's like a radio show on the internet, to which he replied, then why is it called a podcast instead of a radio show on the internet? And I was like, you know, I don't have an answer for you. So I look it up real fast. The etymology is a lot simpler than I thought. Back in the days of downloadable audio, but after...
aka 10 years ago.
Well, yeah, it was the little sweet spot, like, after Napster and burnable CDs, but before, like, the Zune and Android phones. Like, that little, like, 2-year period. The only MP3 player that people wanted to use and put podcasts on were iPods. There was plenty of other crappy MP3 players, but iPods were the best ones.
Well, of course. Everybody had to have.
Yeah.
Like, I know there was a couple people I knew that had a Zune, but everybody's like, why do you have a Zune? Is it because you can't afford an iPad or iPod?
There were these little MP3 broadcasts that people would make where they would talk like a radio show, and then they'd be uploaded to these iPods. There were little iPod broadcasts or podcasts. Ta-da!
Ta-da! You're welcome, Bob, even though we answered this question 2 days ago.
Yeah. Whatever. So, but Shelby, where can people find us?
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Nope.
No Instagram.
I don't think so.
Snap,
I have no idea.
Chat.
Nope.
Well, then what are you on, Nick?
We're on Facebook. You can search for Stranger Still. We're on Twitter at Stranger Still. And you can email us if you feel so inclined at podcast@strangerstillshow. Also, go to our website, strangerstillshow.com. And I think that's it.
So how many episodes do I have to do before I rank higher than John?
I think he did 24. I could be wrong.
There's no way you guys did 24 episodes already. Well, you have to minus the two that I've done now, plus the one Drew's done, and the one that you read.
Oh, I forgot about the one that Drew was on. We have published 26 minus...
4.
No, because I haven't 3. Put up today, so minus 3, so 23. So you have 21 to go.
crap. I'm definitely not doing time. Yeah.
Hopefully John will be back next week. He's still wrapping some stuff up, and I know that he wants to come back, but I haven't let him. Yep. Plus, he said our house smells like onions. Isn't that what I said earlier?
Probably.
I don't remember what I said.
Except for he should like onions because he's a vegan or something stupid that people always say.
Yeah, but when you walk into someone's house and you smell onions, it's not a welcoming smell.
It depends on what kind of onions. If it's like sautéed onions with garlic and butter, that's the most delicious
doesn't
smell.
Matter. Our house doesn't smell like onions. I was just joking.
I know, but I'm just going along with it.
Well,
our daughter's breast smells like onions because she had a part of an onion for supper.
Great. I'm glad you have to deal with that, not me. I think that's a good way to close things out. I have been, what do we say? I'm still Nick.
I'm still Shelby.
And this has been
Stranger Still.
Wait, what's our closing one? Bing, bling, bing, bling.